UWA-517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind of a...
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
There's 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
There's 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's Murray 1095. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Do we just call about the UFOs we saw?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, taking airplanes.
County dispatch. Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls.
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com. Hello and welcome to the show, everyone. How are you all? We are going to be joined in a moment by Dustin from Florida. Dustin and his wife had a UFO encounter back in 1998, complete with missing time. They had both forgotten about the encounter until something on the television reminded them of the event all those years ago. Before we hear from Dustin, a quick thank you to Christos G, Mike Breedlove, Anna1973, and Jake K, for all leaving 5-star ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts this week. It really helps the show to be more discoverable, plus it helps me to know how you guys feel about the podcast. And finally, a big thank you to our newest Patreon supporters this week. They are Stanley and Bob. Thank you so much, guys. But if Patreon isn't your thing, there is another way, and it's called Ko-fi, a new way of supporting the show. Think of it as like a tip jar for your favourite bartender, or in my case, podcaster. So if you're interested in supporting the show, you can find the link in the description below of this episode. If you enjoy the show and you would like to help support the podcast on Patreon, you can do this for as little as $1 a month. Head on over to www.patreon.com/UFO Chronicles Podcast. You can also find the link in the description of this episode below. Any help is very much appreciated. Now, on with the show. Welcome to the show, Dustin.
Hi, how are you doing?
Thank you for joining us today, and from the sunshine state of Florida.
Yeah, on the Space Coast, near NASA. I'm 5 minutes away. I can look at NASA from right across the river. Patrick Air Force Base is right down, so I live in the Space Coast area, close to Orlando, where all the theme parks, Disney, Universal is.
That's awesome, man. So you're spoiled for choice.
Yeah. Well, we stick more to Universal than Disney. We got older kids, and they're done with the Disney part, so they want to do Universal now, more roller coasters.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't stand that giant mouse. Now, your sighting occurred in 1998. Would you like to start at the beginning and let the listeners know what you were doing, please, Dustin?
Yeah, it was 98. It was between... I cannot tell you the exact date. I know it was after October 18th, and it could have been between the 26th, so the 18th to the 26th. It would have been during the week. We were Halloween Horror Nights. We were kind of still young in school. my wife, she was my girlfriend at the time, but wife now, her mom had given us a curfew at 12 o'clock because it was a school week. So we went, and I do remember this part about the whole thing. We were trying to get out on time. I think we did leave the park. I think when I do think back to it, it was 10:30. We were in the parking garage and we were heading. We get, we have a big interstate over here. It's called the Beach Line, which is 520, and it's a toll road. We were driving down, heading back towards our house. We got right outside of Orlando, and it starts to, it goes from being like city to that you have the airport out there, and then it goes to housing, and then they have these farmlands where they grow sod, like grass, and they have some cow pastures a little past that. And we were just driving out of the corner. I would say, like, if you were looking out your windshield, the corner left, there was a bright, I thought at first when I was looking at it, it was a comet, because it was so bright white. I seen a green hue around it. But later when I talked with my wife, which I'll get back to in a second, she seen something a little slightly different than I did. She didn't see this little green, like, hues around the white. It was just a very faint green, like, outline, I would say. And it had a little bit on the trail. It, like I said, it was trailing like a comet. But it was coming from it. Now, if you're looking at my windshield, the left top, and it was going downwards towards the middle of my windshield. But it was out at a great distance ahead of us. We're going probably 70 miles an hour down the interstate. And it's heading towards, like, the coast like we are going, but it's coming downwards at a descent. And all of a sudden, it just pauses. It doesn't even move anymore. And it sits there for, like, I would say probably 2-3 seconds. We're looking at it. And then all of a sudden, the light, it was just like if there was a flashlight and you turned it off. And then instantly, I would probably say, I mean, I couldn't tell you the feet because I don't know how high it was, but it was like below it, instantly it flashed on. So it had moved a great amount of space from up here to down here. And then from that point, it's still like center of my windshield. It goes back to the left, like back to my top left. But it did it so fast, like you could see, I could see this movement, and it had a little trail to it. And then it paused again, and it sat there, I would say another like 2 or 3 seconds. And then just like it did before, but super fast this time, it took off like a, best I can say, like a meteor. You could see the light, and then it had a little trail, and it just disappeared. And then I looked at her. She looked at me, and I go, did you just see that? And she goes, yeah, I just seen that. And then that's all I remember until the point where we walk into the door of the house, her house, and her mom's sitting there, and I remember it to this day. She was sitting there drawing a cigarette, mad, giving us the dirtiest look. And she's like, you know what time it is? I remember her saying it was about 2 in the morning. So where did that time go? I don't know. That's the last part of that memory I remember. And then from that part, I don't remember it for 22 years until this year when COVID hit. We were watching a show. It was a UFO show on History Channel. And there was a scene where they were reenacting, and it was kind of the same thing. It was like a basketball. Bright, and it was doing this movement, like kind of like a meteor, and it jogged our memory. It jogged my memory, and I looked at her, and she kind of, it was kind of funny. It's just like the same moment. We both looked at each other and go, do you remember that? And we started telling it, and my kids were there, and they're like, what, you seen a UFO? And we're like, yeah, but we just can't figure out why we don't remember it. And for that whole night, we were trying to place everything, but the only thing we remember is just that part of the ride home, seeing it, and then forgetting everything, like in the part with her mom, because I just remember how mad her mom was about, she was scolding us for being out so late, how long she had to stay up and wait for us. I just don't know what happened. And so being that happened all this year, I started now. The funny thing about it was, I would have told my mom, she's worked for NASA for almost her whole life. My stepdad worked for Patrick Air Force Base. He was a radar technician. I would have talked to them about this. I would have told them, hey, I seen this. But for me just to forget it altogether, it's that I find so strange. I wish I could remember why I forgot it or where the time went. I don't know. I feel like when we were discussing it, I asked her, do you remember? I do remember something of a, I thought of a conversation where someone said, hey, don't discuss what you've seen. People would think we're crazy. But she says we didn't have that conversation that she can recall. And I don't think it was with her I had that conversation, but I can't tell you who it was, which I find weird. So I'm kind of one of those people, like, when something happens, like, I dive deep into things. I like to find out and understand why. And so I started, you know, digging into watching everything UFOs and come across, you know, the unidentified show on history, started watching that. And I started listening to podcasts, and I come across your podcast, and I started at the beginning and worked my way up. And, you know, a lot of people were on your podcast talking about meditation. I came across on Amazon or Netflix, I came across the Stephen Greer thing about the CE5. So I decided I would try to do meditation and CE5 and see if maybe I could do something. But I didn't want to pay Stephen Greer's high prices that he's got for his stuff. So I kind of, you just look around, you can kind of find it on the web. I found a meditation that he gives you. Basically, it's a CE5 guided meditation that he walks you through. And I do that, and I go outside, and I sit outside, and I take my shoes off. I ground myself into the, you know, and I look up where, and I don't like look up, but I do my CE5. And afterwards, when I do the 45-minute meditation, I look up, and I've seen some things. I can't tell you. I can't say nothing like what I seen back in 98, but I've seen some things that look like stars. They're moving in a straight pattern. I've seen some just keep going in a straight pattern. But every time, I mean, it's every time I do the CE5 thing and I do the whole length of it, within 5 to 10 minutes, I see something. And I mean, I've been around. I got an airport north of me, airport south of me. I got NASA to the east of me. I see jets, I see planes, I know the strobing effects, I know these things, they don't do that. And they go in a straight line, they cut right, or they cut left. I know a satellite doesn't do that, but I don't see anything spectacular, like I don't see it speed off, or I don't see it. So I can't say that they're completely, I usually take my phone out, I have an app that shows satellites, their path they're going. I try to, you know, see if that's what it is. There's a few times I've seen something that is a satellite, but it's not every time I do a CE5 session. It's just me looking up around here. But I'd say 90% of the time when I do the CE5, I see something that is kind of weird. And it's kind of weird how they just, for me, if it is a UFO, how they just do it so close to the bases that are around here. I mean, like I said, NASA is not even a 5-minute, I would say, well, 10-minute drive from me to my house to NASA if I wanted to go to the front gate. So I just think it's weird how they do this so close to them, and I'd never see anything like jets or anything go, but I mean, I don't watch the whole thing all the way down. But also, being I started to see five stuff and meditation, things have been going on in the house that I've not experienced. We've lived here 6 years. I hear sounds now at night. Like the last sound that I heard was October 5th. I was sleeping. I actually did a meditation and I woke up to the sound of, it sounded like something going through my cabinets in my bathroom. So I got up, turned my light on my cell phone. I walk into the bathroom and I'm looking around. There's nobody in there. The curtain's pulled back so I can see into the shower. There's nobody there. I come back and I lay down, and not even like 2 minutes, I would say, I was laying there. It happens again, but this time it wakes my wife up and she calls out thinking it's maybe my daughter or my son in the bathroom. And I tell her, I said, there's nobody in there. I just got up. And she didn't believe me. She gets up. She goes in there, cuts the light on, nothing. Comes back and she's like, man, but both of us didn't go back to sleep. We stayed up. I get up usually at 3 a.m. to go to work. So it's kind of funny. I was listening to your podcast and the other gentleman with the UFO dumbbell, and he was talking about he wakes up at 12 to 1 or 12 between a certain period. I've been doing the same thing. I wake up. I don't understand why. It's kind of weird. Did a CE5 meditation one day. This is earlier than that, the sound in the bathroom. I would say about 2 months ago, I did one. And after I did, I seen a light kind of, it wasn't high in the sky. It was a little bit over the neighbor's house. I seen a light and it was kind of flashing a little bit. I thought at first it was a plane, but it kind of moved over to another light. And I picked up my phone and I started filming it and went into, after I filmed it for a little bit, I looked at it and it was like, these phones, my iPhone, you'd think they would film better, but they don't. But it was kind of like blurred out. Set it on my charger and I went to sleep. I would say it was about 2:30. I had this sound right next to my face. I mean, it was almost like within, I would say like a foot or two, and it sounded like an insect. I couldn't tell you what it was, almost like a cricket, but it woke me, and it woke me up to a point where I was just wide awake. And I hit the light on my phone. I can just tap my phone, it lights up. Lights the whole room up, didn't see anything. I looked around, looking around. So I just flip back over kind of, and I'm laying kind of on my back, kind of on my side, but more on my back. And not even like a minute later, the same sound, but it's right over my head again. And I get up the next morning and I'm looking and the video is gone. Like, it's been deleted and I cannot find it. I was going to show the wife and it's completely gone. And I went through the deleted files, can't find it, but I had that sound. And that was all after I did a CE5 meditation. I seen and I filmed something and then I had that happen. I didn't see anything, but I heard some kind of sound. Other than that, I've had 2 nights of sleep paralysis happened to me where I did a CE5. Say it's the same one. I listened to Stephen Greer give the whole thing. You sit through it and you just do what he tells you to do. And I came in here and I was just sleeping. I think I ended up getting up. It was around, like I said, like I wake up in that weird period. I get up. I think I use the restroom. I lay back down. And I think right when I was just about to fall asleep, I heard the words clear as day in my head, no. And right as that happened, I felt this pain, like it hit me in the middle of my chest, right where I would say my heart was. And I had this tingling sensation with warmness kind of run down my body. And it was the weirdest thing. I couldn't move. I couldn't say anything. but I started, like, it freaked me out. I couldn't do anything. But I felt this constant, like, something was pushing in my chest. And at this point in my mind, I was just like, oh, my God, something's happening. So I tried to call out to my wife. And the more I tried, I couldn't, but I kept forcing myself to do it. And eventually I got some words out. She jumps up thinking I'm not breathing. And as soon as she, it's kind of weird. Like as soon as she sat up, it like went away. The whole thing went away. And I instantly jumped up out of the bed and I'm like, uncool, uncool. What is that? That's not cool. And I'm looking around the bed. I looked under the bed. I looked around the bed. I was like, we need to check on the kids. I ran down the hallway. We looked in the rooms to check on the kids. I ran outside. I had like this adrenaline running through me. I've never experienced that in my life. And I didn't go back to sleep that whole night. Like I said, and I laid, we came back in here. We cut the, we have like these little, like she has like little scent warmer, melts the wax and it lights up the room. She turned that on. We kind of just, we both sat there and I'm like, Elizabeth, this is my wife. And I'm like, I don't know what that was. But, and what was weird was about this whole incident too. I'm a big guy. I don't cry. I don't anything. On my way to work, I got it. And I'm just sitting there going through this as it's, you know, playing it back through my mind, trying to figure out what it was. I had this emotion just run over. I just, at the stoplight, just starts bawling like a baby. And I don't understand why I would bawl. I called my wife and I'm like, I'm here at a stoplight bawling over this. So the next night, I don't know why, I decided I was going to do it all again. And I did the whole meditation CE5 thing. And it happens again, but not like, it wasn't the same where I didn't feel like the hit in the chest. I was actually, she was facing away from me and I was on my back and it hit me and I woke, my eyes instantly opened up and I was looking, I couldn't see anything. It was pitch black, but I had that, I couldn't move. And it was at the point where I could just reach over and hit her. So I'm trying to force my arm to move. And it's like, I'm giving it everything I had. Like, it's like, if you have some kind of weights, like the heaviest weight you could ever bench press or whatever, it was like that forcing against me. And I eventually was able to push through it. But when I pushed through it, I hit her and it hit her pretty hard. It woke her up and she's like, what are you hitting me for? And I'm like, it just happened again. But this second episode was completely shorter than the first. The first one was way longer, and I had the warm tingling. I just had this tingling sensation, not a warmness to it. But it was totally weird. I don't understand what that was. I've never experienced it. And since I've kind of stopped the whole meditation CE5 thing, I haven't done it. And I haven't had any episode like that again, but I've kind of, you know, I grew up kind of religious. My mom, she doesn't go to church. She believes in God. And my grandparents always took me to church, went Sunday, Wednesday. I've kind of over the years, you know, I question a lot of things. I've kind of, but because of this whole thing going on, I've started praying again. And like, because I always love watching Ghost Hunters, Taps, all those ghost shows, Ghost Adventures. I like watching them. I see things happen. I'm like, oh, no. If I live in a house like that, I'd have to move. And it's kind of got me freaked out that these things are happening. I've lived here all this time, and never once have I experienced it. And now I'm experiencing it. And, you know, I tell my wife and she, you know, she listens and she, you know, she said she's had an incident recently. I work very early in the morning. I hate to say it, I'm usually in bed by 8 o'clock, 8:30 usually. I crash sometimes early. She said, you know, she was kind of in here. She couldn't sleep. She went outside. She she's like me. She looks up a lot. We both look up a lot now ever since we remembered the incident. She said, you know, show me something. Show me, you know, prove to me that you're out there. And she said she waited, watched the sky, didn't see anything. Come back in. She said she laid back down. She said she, you know, started. I think she said she was reading her phone. You know, she has like Kindle on her phone. Is going through that and started falling asleep. And she said, right as she was falling asleep, she said it was like someone took their fist and punched her in the back two times. And she said, but when it hit her, she said she could feel it all the way to the front. Like it went through her up into her chest, which I thought was, and then she instantly rolled over thinking maybe I had hit her again, but I was facing the opposite direction, so I wasn't anywhere where I could have hit her. I mean, that's kind of some of the stuff that we've been having going on. She claims that a lot of times when I leave, she gets up because she says, like, here as recently, like, she'll feel something like something touch her foot or something. We have animals, but they don't stay anywhere in our room. We keep our door closed. You know, we have a cat, but he stays in our living room, dining room. We have him a whole setup. And, you know, so we don't have like animals walking across our bed or anything in that sort. But it's kind of got me a little freaked out. So I've kind of stopped the whole CE5 and meditation thing. But I want to dive back into it, you know, but just kind of nervous that I unlocked or done something to stir up something. But as far as anything, that's about my story as far as what I've been doing as far as what's going on now.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment, including the network you're listening to right now, the Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Yeah, so you want to carry on with a meditation.
Yeah, I do. I do want to start doing the meditation again. I just bought a new, I found a book in the bookstore and I bought a new meditation thing. I'm trying to learn to do, like in this one, it tries to tell you, put like a protection around you. And it's a little bit more in detail. So I'm going to read up on it a little bit more and then try it and see what happens. Like I said, I like the fact that I do see, like I said, every time I do the CE5, I do see things. And usually I'm out there by myself, the wife's in the living room, and I'll get up. And first, like I told, I'll pull out my app that shows satellites and I'll look and try to see if it's that. And if I see that it's not, and before it disappears out of the sky, I'll open the door real quick and I'll be like, hey, Elizabeth, come out, come out, come out, come out. And she'll come out and look and, you know, she'll be, that might be a satellite. I a lot of it, like I said, looks like, to me, looks like little bitty stars just moving. And then I just look for the little deviation where it changes directions. And, or like I said, other than that one time in 98, I've never seen anything take off. But the way that moved like a shooting star, I mean, I get to wondering if some of the, I'm not saying every meteor or everything is a, but sometimes when you see how they take off and they streak, I get to wonder if sometimes when I do look up and I do see a meteor, is that really a meteor? Because I mean, from when I seen that thing take off, it trailed, looked like a shooting star when it left because it moves that quick. It came in looking like a comet. Like I said, I seen a green hue around it. She did not. She said she just seen a bright white orb. But I seen, like I said, this green, outline around it, and even the tail that came off of it had this little green hue around it. She didn't see that, which I don't understand why she didn't see that part. But so I, like I said, I get to think that I look up and I see meteors constantly go across. I mean, that's something that I see.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't give up the C5, to be honest with you. But I, like you just said, you know, I would learn the protection side of things as well, especially yourself and your house, you know.
Let me tell you an incident. My mom, because I was kind of telling her I was going to come on your show, and I was telling her, and I remember she told me this back in the day, and I know this kind of sounds crazy, and you know, it's a lot of it, you know, you talk about cryptids and this and that. My mom had an incident to her, and she kind of, when I was telling her I was coming on and your show and what, you know, you tell about this, and she had an incident when she had polio when she was growing up, and she had leg braces, she had braces on, she had to have surgeries to correct where she could walk right. She says she was 10 years old. And she had an incident where she was doing the, she said, Dustin, I went to church a lot. I was doing a lot of praying because I was being picked on and made fun of by kids because, you know, I had the braces on and I walked funny. So she was going to have surgery. So she said, you know, I was really praying. I was praying that everything was going to be all right and I could get these braces off and I could be like a normal, ride a bike and run and do everything. And she said one night, she said she was sleeping in her bed, and then all of a sudden she said she felt this warmth and this light. She said this golden light lit up the room. She said that she kind of sat up in her bed, and she said instantly, this is what I questioned her to this on when she told it. She said that she heard the words, "Don't be afraid, for I am the Son of God." She said she seen this golden light that lit the whole room up, and then all of a sudden this figure came out, and she said it was Jesus, which, and I'm saying to her, I'm like, so how do you know that this was Jesus? And she said, well, he told me right before he came out of the light. He said, I'm the Son of God. And I said, well, Mom, how come you get to see Jesus and nobody else? I've never seen him. I've never popes any. Why would he pick you out of everybody? And she goes, I don't know. But he told me that my surgery was going to be okay, and I'm going to be all right. And she said he stepped back and the light faded out. The warmth went. She said, I was so happy. And she goes, so peaceful. She said, to this day, she goes, I can really think back and I start to get this peacefulness over me. And I asked her, I said, so what did he look like? And she said, he was very handsome. She said, clean shaved. Said very olive skin, long brown. She said to me, he looked like he was from Iran, over in that area, very long haired, and said that it was maybe like 10 seconds. So she said she got up, she went into her parents' room, and they were like, oh, no, you're just dreaming, go back. She still to this day, like when I told her I was coming on your podcast, she, because like I said, I've been questioning a lot of things, and like, she'll listen to me and I could just see like, she disapproves that, you know, I question, you know, the whole God thing and everything. And she's like, I can't believe that. I just, because of what happened to me that night in that room. I mean, I can't say, she goes, I believe in God. So that was a story I thought I'd give you. I didn't tell you about, but I mean, that was something that happened to my mom when she was, like I said, she was in 9-10 area because of she was going through a lot with her polio and everything. So
it's an interesting story as well. I mean, I'm personally not religious or come from a religious background, but I do know there is a good side
and there is a bad side. And in the case of your mother, you know, her prayers were answered.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been questioned a lot. I mean, after, like I said, this year, I mean, just, you know, other programs, you know, where they're coming along saying that they've done soil samples all over the globe and they could see that there wasn't no flooding. I like I said, I kind of, like, there was no great flood. They can track it all the way back with the soil samples. I mean, so stuff like that makes me question things. So like I said, for me, I'm in a questioning phase. But yeah, I can't, she's never lied to me. I mean, never have I ever believed that she would ever lie to me in anything. I mean, even when I tell her my story, she goes, I believe you. You know, I believe you've seen that. Like I said, she works out at NASA. She talks about, you know, because apparently there's a hangar out there that they said at one time had UFO in it. They called it Hangar K. She worked in a group where there's a bunch of engineers, and they would go out and run cables to certain towers. There was a guy that came to their shop, and his dad was high up in NASA. He would always come in and he'd be like, yeah, you should see what's going on in Hangar K. And everyone would be like, oh, start making fun of him. Oh, what, UFOs? And he would get all quiet. But she said that they would all make fun of him, but he would always say, hey, you should see what's in Hangar K. But they would never, like I said, they would just make fun of him. So like I said, she believes what I've seen. I don't doubt that she's what happened to her, but I just have a lot of questions of myself in that whole area. But
yeah, I know where you're coming from. And I don't want to say too much about religion because, you know, people can be kind of funny about, like, things like that.
Yeah, and that's what, like, the guy, one of my bosses at work, when I told him the incident, you know, he's a very religious guy. You know, his incident, when I told him my story, you know, I grew up with him. We walked to school together. You know, I thought I could come out and tell him, and I told him. And he's like, dude, what kind of drugs were you on? What were you drinking? I'm like, no, I wasn't. And then it got to the point where he told someone else, and then it got to be the point where I was like the crazy one of the, and, oh, hey, ET's out back. And so I've learned I just don't say anything other than, like, my wife, my kids know, my parents. But other than that, I don't even tell my best friend, you know, because I don't want, you know, the judgment of it, or I'm crazy.
Like, you know, like I've said before, you know, it's people's reaction is usually the case of they have never experienced anything above the norm. So this is always people's reactions. You know, sometimes people can be quite open to things, others not so much.
Yeah, I just don't think, like, some of the religious people, I don't know. I feel like they don't want to think anything outside of God, or if it is, it's the devil, demonic. And it's, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's my perspective of it. But like him, like when I was talking about it, you could just see him. He starts shutting down because he doesn't even want to think about that there's something else out there other than what he knows.
Well, it affects people's worldviews, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've dove head deep on UFO Twitter and Facebook, and I don't go on YouTube so much. But I mean, as far as all the shows on, I've watched the Phenomenon, I've watched all of it. I mean, all the Stephen Greer ones that he's had. Like I said, I've dove deep into this whole thing and just wanting questions and answers. And I just want to know what happened in that time, why I forgot about it. Why did I forget about it for 22 years? I just want to kind of know those answers. When that one guy the other day was talking about the dumbbell UFO, I mean, I really related to him. I mean, because just he was telling some of the similar things that I've been experiencing. And it's, you know, I really appreciate your podcast because, I mean, it helped me go into learning what I have done. And I mean, even though I think I might open Pandora's box a little bit, but I mean, the whole meditation thing, learning it in the earlier on and just trying to find it. I mean, it's opened up a little bit, but I just don't want the whole ghost thing, if that's what it is.
That's not what you're after.
No, like I said, I don't like something that, especially if that's what hit me in the chest. If it was, like I said, I don't know what that was, but if that was a ghost hit me in the chest, then yeah, I'm good. I can't move or whatever. I don't want it. I don't know if that was a ghost or I can't recall seeing. I've never seen anything as far as ET wise, or I've never even seen a ghost, but I'm a pretty big dude. I think, I watch Star Trek. I watch, Star Wars, and I constantly think, man, it'd be cool to, like the Mandalorian, seeing all the different aliens. But then I really sit here and I'm laying in my bed and I'm thinking, damn, if I open my eyes and there's like a gray in front of me, I'd probably have a heart attack. And I think it's just the fact that this is my home. I locked the door and I feel secure, but then all of a sudden I'm opening my eyes and there's something standing there without me knowing. I guess it frightens me a little bit, but if they're going to do it, hey, do your little telepathy thing. Tell me that you're going to abduct me. Let me know something. And I think I'd be a little bit more easier with it versus taking you or whatever, but that's at least my mind thought on it.
You want baby steps, really, don't you? You don't want to jump into anything.
Well, I just don't want to be surprised. I think it is like, hey, if you're gonna, I would be for real. If there was a gray that came down and was like, hey, we're gonna abduct you, we want to do experiments or we want to do a test on you, I think I would be okay with it if I would get some kind of answers or something. But just to up and take somebody, that's a little bit more, and especially when you have no control over the issues, that's a little scary. But then it's kind of worrying me what they're going to do too. So
just a bit of caution here and there, you know, do a little bit of research and kind of understand what you'd be getting yourself into.
Definitely. Like I said, I got a new book and I'm going to, definitely do a little bit more researching as far as, like I said, I don't do anything like negative. I'm not trying to conjure anything. I just try to clear my mind, do the whole meditation thing. Like I've done some guided meditations where it's like clearing your chakras. And that's basically all I've done, you know, the CE5s with, and you can literally hear, Dr. Greer on there and he's telling you, you know, peace, love, and you're coming, you know, and I do all that. And it's just, like I said, and then all this other stuff starts happening. So, I mean, people, if you haven't done it, try it, because I can tell you right now, I literally experience stuff all the time. And I mean, I can't tell you, I open my eyes and I'll see something upwards. And it is so crazy that I can do that, and then all of a sudden there'll be something. I just wish my phone or the phones were a little bit better, because I have my phone out there because I'm listening to him off of it. I just wish there was a way it would pick up things a lot better, because it really doesn't. I have not the newest iPhone, but last year's model, and it just doesn't do any justice on the camera or the videos.
Yeah, that's technology for you. Well, Dustin, I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing your experiences, and also your mother's as well.
Thank you for having me. I definitely, like everyone says, I definitely feel a little bit better telling my story and, you know, not being definitely judged for it. You know, it's kind of relief. All right. Thank you, Nick. Nice talking with you.
You're welcome, buddy. Take care.
That is all for this week. Keep updated and connected with the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you or a family member has had an encounter that you would like to share on the podcast, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com, or you can head to my website and send me a message via the contact page at ufochroniclespodcast.com. Thank you for Dustin for sharing tonight, and thank you for listening. I will return next Sunday with more encounters with the unexplained. Till then, stay safe, everyone, and keep watching the skies. Goodbye.